Right. Welcome to what is now the after show for after party for Mock the Geek. Yes, hello. I'm Fastby, and I'm joined by what will soon be the regulars on Mock the Geek. So this is a little tasty treat for all you listeners out there. I'm joined by, so far tonight, Kevin, Archangel UK.
Hello.
Aaron Sirico.
Yo.
And Phil Vija Sims.
Hello.
Plus we also have James J.Z. Zeke.
Hello.
Roy Black.
Howdy.
Back up, back.
And SJ.
Hello.
So tonight we've been doing a trial run of Mock the Geek, which will be airing next weekend. We'll be announcing that soon. It needs to be confirmed. Thought we'd just have a quick say and a hello, and also fill up the second half of the special, which I did promise everyone. So yeah.
That's funny. Has he actually asked any of us if we're free next Sunday?
Well, the thing is,
it is next Sunday, which is Easter Sunday.
Yeah.
I still work Easter Sunday.
Okay, maybe it might be in 2 weeks' time.
Well, I'm available.
Well, I've asked you all if you're available, and that's insinuating you're available pretty much every Sunday.
Yeah.
For the rest of time.
Well, yeah. The next few weeks or so, yeah. And obviously, some are solid with it.
Should be okay for it most weekends.
Just checking the phone. So, yeah. Well, for those of you wondering what the hell Mock the Geek is all about, if I didn't explain the first part, it's been so long.
which includes those on it.
Yeah. Well, you've got somewhat of an idea now we've done a little trial run tonight. It's essentially a satire comedy show all about Sega and Sonic, really. We like Sega Sonic so much, we're going to mock it, basically.
Yes, we love them so much that it hurts us, so we have to hurt them back.
Love is tough. Yeah. That's just the way.
And also, we like whipping the fans a bit.
We're going to mock them with an inch of our NDAs.
Well, your NDA.
Yeah.
Yeah, my.
We're all free.
Yeah, seeing as we do have ex-Sega player here with us as well every week. So. But yeah.
Don't tell them, otherwise they'll ask questions that you can't answer.
What do you think?
But that's fine, all we have to do is say no.
Let's just ask the question we all want to know. Kev, will there be any good Sonic games within the next 3 years?
Yes.
Well, is this before or after the world's due to end?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
It's before and after.
I knew it.
It's before, during, and after.
That's good, lay.
No. Oh well, it's all
well,
going.
It depends upon your opinion.
Hmm?
If you're one of those people that hates the game no matter what because it's not Sonic 1, then unsurprisingly you're not going to like me.
So basically, they're not re-releasing Sonic 1 in the next 3 years. That's what we can take away from this.
No, they're releasing
Sonic
1
in the
next 3 years. They're releasing Sonic 1 in the next 3 minutes.
What, again?
And every 3 minutes for the next 3 years.
They're backwardly compatible, releasing it on the Game Boy Advance, but the very special Game Boy Advance that doesn't play any other games.
Oh, the little S... No, not the SP one. The little shitty one that nobody bought.
But they're releasing it on that sequel, that success to the N-Gage. The Gizmondo as well.
Gizmondo's good, though. Don't diss the Gizmondo. It had Mama, Can I Mow the Lawn?
Is that the one that was owned by the guy who crashed his Ferrari?
Yeah, it was. What a dude. Partly
anyway,
funded by the Mafia. Great
I'll
idea.
I'll catch you later. I'm off.
Alright,
fine then. Start off then.
Yeah, well, fuck you.
It's off.
He's going off to play as Gizmondo.
We'll have to see you like sometime over the next week, if not next week.
Yeah. Indeed.
You just, enjoy your week then.
I will just creep up behind you when you least expect it.
That sounds safe.
Oh, you wanted... You just wanted to be sexual.
Yes, I do.
Oh, God! Keep it away from me.
I'll also just point out now. I'll point out now that also we're going to have two teams, and if you're familiar with Mock the Week in the UK, it's going to be in a similar-ish format to that as well, just on radio. On top of that, we're going to have two teams of regulars. I think we'll leave it till next week till we announce who's going to be on whose team. But there's also going to be two guests as well every week as well. So, yeah, take from that what you will. But I think over the next few minutes, people want to just introduce themselves, if anything, really, and explain who they are, what they do, and where they are in the Sega Sonic community, maybe as well. Well, I'm Fastwit, and I run Sega Media for starters. Some of you will know if you've downloaded the podcast from there, anyway. I've got a reasonable idea about who I am, but yeah, I've got lots of Sega Media and help out Summer Sonic. And I'll go around in a circle from what I can see on my screen. Kev, Archangel UK, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Kev, Archangel UK. I run a very successful Sonomy website. And I spend most of my time drawing Sally Acorn, combing her hair.
As long as you don't draw with a finger. Nobody wants to see that.
Only for special commission.
How much?
Talk to me after the show.
Alternatively, I'm the webmaster of SonicRex.com. I'm the co-creator of the Summer of Sonic convention, in a physical sense. I'm DJ and Radio Sega from Sega Radio, and I'm a former online community manager for Sega Europe. And I'm damn pretty too.
Right, we'll let the audience judge that. next, Jay-Z.
Shit, what do I do?
How do you follow that act?
Wow, yes.
Well, you all have to, so get on with it.
I pretend to do things in the community that don't really exist, like the Sega Media Forums, which you should go to and make exist. You know you want to. Post there. Bring some life. You will enjoy it. You will make people happy. Like Fastbeat, you will make him smile. It's worth £100. alternatively, I'm also a DJ on Sega Sonic Radio, and I pretend to help out at Summer of Sonic while dancing around.
I did see a lot of dancing last year.
I was too busy looking at like all the Xboxes that were collectively placed, and I was going, you know, it'd be so easy for someone to take one, but no one will. And it's like, and then you go somewhere else, and you stand, and you stand, and you stand, and you're watching, and you're watching, and you're watching. Which is always the fun about doing security work, because you've got so many people to watch. And you see something out the corner of your eye, and you go, what was that? I'll walk down there. Oh, it was nothing. Oh, fuck, what was that? I'll walk over there, and then you go, fuck, I'll just stand here. Oops. And then it's like, ah!
They had a good time trying to actually stole them one of those 360s, considering they were locked.
Yes, I know. But I've seen it happen before. I've seen it seriously. People have taken them out of pods, and you know, Game have them out in pods. Mm-hmm. Always have like a 360. The Game and what's it called? Cumbernauld left their pod too close to the door, and someone got the lock off it and just took the Xbox and walked out with it.
Nice.
They were only in the shop for like 5 minutes or something, so it's like that paranoia in my head was just going, don't let it happen here. That will really ruin my fucking day.
Next.
Yeah, next we'll move on. On to the regulars on the other team.
I thought we weren't revealing teams.
Alright, well, let's just say we'll give it away for this time.
It's a bonus.
Yeah, it's a little bonus treat for this little podcast episode, if you've gone to the link of downloading it, so yeah. Alright, so we established that Kev and Jay-Z are on one team. Who's on the other team? We have Phil Vija Sims.
Hello. Bit of background about me then, isn't it? Or not?
Yeah.
Okay, yes, a bit of background.
You could just leave a silence there or talk.
Well, I am Arr! Master and Commander of the great ship EmeraldCoast.co.uk. I run a shitty little comic called Just In Time for the last 6 years, which I just killed off. because I got tired of it. Many other comics still go on at EmeraldCoast.co.uk, which, like Sonic Shorts and Dreams Tonight, which is coming back very soon and you should all have a look at, as it's bloody amazing. And also, my other minion does some work for me occasionally. He's sitting behind me right now and probably looking rather annoyed at me. No. And then there's a couple of other secret things I'm working on right now, which I can't announce yet.
Yes, lots going on there. How about for his teammate, Rory Black, Jocelyn?
Hello.
Yes. Tell us about yourself.
Right. I have.
That's all you need to know.
I've been with the community in since 2000. I have helped develop the Spriting community quite a lot over the years. I've slowed down a bit now. I'm hoping to pick back up soon. I have been a constant presence at Summer of Sonic, often doing the live hosting and also working on their tech. A lot of the tech is also usually donated by myself. I also work as a mod on the SSMB, generally get on with everyone in the world, apart from those I find really annoying. And I also was one of the first four people to have done a meetup along with T-Bird, Kev and Red Knight. So yes, quite a history with the group. And I'm also known to be, well, people say I'm sexual because I say a lot of sexual things.
No, you'll say you're sexual.
Sexual, I'm afraid. That's his gimmick.
He had the most sexual dinner once. The waiter thought we were gay.
The waiter did think we were gay when we first met. That was great.
That was good.
Because we went for a dinner and we didn't realise it was a posh restaurant. We were like, let's sit together. And it was quite weird. There's some dude from Essex, which was me. And there's also a very Greek goth guy, which was Nico. And we're all just sitting together going, would you like them? Would you like the menu? We weren't actually quite so camp, but they thought we were together and it was quite sweet.
That was the best moment when I put the fork in your mouth.
That, but yeah.
I need some pictures of this. Just seems a bit incredible to bear witness.
Thing is, if they had got closer, they would have heard something along the lines of the train's coming into the station, open the station.
The penis is in.
Because it was just the fork.
I just put it too far.
Well, in that case, I don't know. I suppose Sirik has told me a little bit about himself already, but Aaron, Sirik, Lashley, you are one of the guests at the moment, and I just imagine you'll probably come on a couple more times. But tell us a little bit about yourself and how you got here.
Well, I've been with Sonic Stadium as a member since about 2003. So I set up my own Sonic website at the time. I was like, I'm going to be the best there is. And then I realised Sonic Stadium exists, and I was like, oh. And then I just gave up. A while ago, I was a mod on Radio Sega for a couple of years. Currently now, though, I'm just a very reasonable rent boy. And I run a tight ship.
Tightness pencil.
My work number is 07994.
Please distract me from work.
No, other than that, I'm just a general sort of bum who hangs around Summer of Sonic and knows most of me.
I'm great to have you here. Okay, moving on. SJ, or Scott.
Here we go. I've basically been involved in Radio Sega for a while. Even being a host on it for about over 10 weeks. I think about 13. I'm trying to think now. Basically, also I'm a mod on Sega Media.
How much?
And hopefully, once I get all my stuff together, all my shit together, I'll probably be doing a review or maybe a hints and tips thing for Sega Media.
Yep. Cool. Well, that's good so everyone has a little bit more background info as well. And we'll see whoever guests join us in the following weeks too, but we'll have to see. I think you're perhaps right about next Sunday, about being Easter. It's probably not the best time to start the show. So I was hoping to announce the date we start on this little show, extra special thing. And probably in 2 weeks' time, I'm imagining now really as well.
So, 1st of May?
May, probably, is going to be the date to go, yeah.
May Day!
Yeah, another one. Not as bad, but still. We've got to get started soon.
That's actually quite poetic, actually, for this show, that it's going to be out on May Day. It's going to
Considering the way that this the test show went, we could have just easily have went May Day.
Yeah.
Over.
Realise at the end of this, Barsi's just going to go into a corner and cry. He's like, oh god.
Yeah, so good.
You've got a brave face, I respect that from now.
Anyway, well, especially not going to be too long, so we're probably going to leave it at that for the time being as well, just to tantalise your taste buds with some Mock the Geek stuff. But I suggest if you want to find out what the show's about, do a bit of a YouTube search for Mock the Week and they'll give you half an idea of what it's about, but perhaps more in a Sega and a Sonic context as well, so just imagine that. But keep an eye on SegaMedia.com for all the latest updates on the Mock the Geek, and also don't forget to check out the massive podcast directory, which is there now, full of our podcasts and everyone else's actually, so check that out. I'm going to say goodbye, and my guests will soon know, and we'll leave you with a couple of tracks, and see you soon. Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.